pretty sure my family thinks I'm a loser. I've come to grips with that.
Well,
I'm like, I'm starting to feel it. I'm like, I think my family thinks I'm a fucking loser right now.
They have no idea how sick this podcast is.
They don't.
Wait till we set up the Parthenon, dude.
Oh, 100%.
People are going to be flooding in.
We set up the Patreon, dude.
The Patreon. Everybody's going to be excited.
Yeah, man.
No, one guy from the main board said he wouldn't support us because I keep farting into the mic.
Fuck him.
I think the farts into the mic are great.
Dude, well, he's probably just being playful.
I don't think.
What time did he message you?
4 a.m.? I don't know.
He's probably flirting. Yeah, he's flirting with you. Yo, how about that fucking hater from the main board?
The main board?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a hater.
He's fucking, what do you say? That this podcast sucks?
I don't want to tell you what he said. He said some mean things.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
He got crushed?
No, kind of. Don't hate me, bro. I was fucking talking shit to him.
Stepped up to the plate.
There's actually a guy who joined, I'm still on mattmccusker.com. What were you talking about?
How I'm a loser.
Yeah, I'm a loser.
Well, how I'm viewed as a loser.
Oh, yeah, the main board. They were talking shit.
Yeah, what the fuck? Of course, dude. You know, you're going to have your detractors.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, yeah, guy was like actually critical.
Well, also,
he was like, well, your podcast fucking sucks. And I was like, all right, man.
All right, bro.
I hope you suck at whatever you do. I
guarantee he does. That guy's probably a dickhead fucking manager somewhere. Walking in and being like, you know, you're 5 minutes late.
Ugh.
He's a fucking asshole. Probably has a big, fat manager ass.
He does have a fucking big manager butt. I guarantee that guy has a manager butt.
Dude, managers all have them.
Or
as soon as you put the fucking Arby's visor on to shift manager, your ass expands 4 inches to the west, dude. It's just like a big old manager butt.
Yeah, dude, fuck that guy. No, he said he didn't like you, and he did like me.
Good. I don't fucking care.
I was like, dude, you're a fucking homophobe.
The guy's a loser,
That's
dude.
His only problem. He's
That's
homophobic.
His problem.
He's, yeah.
Fuck him.
He doesn't like you because you're gay.
Fuck him. I'm not fucking gay.
Well, he's a homophobe, but he doesn't like you.
I probably fucked more girls in high school than that guy did his whole life. That's his fucking beef?
No.
That'd be hilarious.
I'm just kidding.
I'm so fired up. I'm
I know you actually got mad. Oh, fucking
I was gonna box him for I was going to box him for charity.
You should box this fucking guy. Yeah. His name's fucking Dairy Queen.
He's definitely a fucking...
He's a fucking Auburn fan. He's probably from Alabama. He's probably a fucking retard from Alabama.
Of course. IQ about 80.
No offense to our Southern listeners.
No, we're talking about just him.
We're talking about just that guy. The rest of you are also dumb fucking dickheads. But you guys are good.
Yeah. You guys use your retardation for good, not evil like that guy.
Use your retardation to support the cast. You're dumb enough to listen to this.
It is funny to think there's some guy out there in like Chattanooga who's like, man, fuck those guys. That guy's
no,
sucks.
Not Chattanooga, dude.
Or whatever.
That's where Chad's from. Chad's the fucking man.
Where's he from? Alabama?
This guy? Yeah, Alabama, I would assume.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm in Alabama.
He went to Auburn, so.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
You've been there.
I have?
Literally been on campus at Auburn.
Well, totally forgot about it.
Remember when we drove down to, we were in
Florida. Yeah.
And then I drove like 45 minutes out of the way to see their stadium.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck them. Auburn sucks.
Fuck the local comedians talking shit.
Oh, yeah, we got local fucking haters, too.
Couple local yokels being like,
couple local fucking 4AMers.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, a couple ankle biters coming after us.
Couple ankle nippers out on the prowl, dude.
Ankle nippers, dude. Yeah, they were upset.
I didn't even listen to it.
Yeah. Well, just...
Whatever. I love it.
When you create content as fucking sick as we do,
exactly.
There's going to be a lot of people saying negative things.
Surprised it took this long.
So I'm actually, I was disappointed no one hated us yet.
I know, really.
Because we, at first when we were getting like fucking 300, 400 downloads a week,
yeah.
It was like, all right.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's clearly just our friends and family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now that we're up to like almost 4,000 downloads on a couple of these, it's like.
Whatever, dude.
There's got to be some real haters out there.
Guaranteed. It's the law of numbers.
But. Also ran into the Boys in Blue last night. Dude, that was fucking sick.
Exactly.
So you went in to purchase the PBR Pounders. A couple of cops were in there.
Yep.
And they were like, hey, can we talk to you for a second? And I didn't have my ID, so I thought they were going to be ticked.
Yeah, they're going to start carding you?
Not card me, but they might have said something because the girl didn't ID me.
Yeah.
It was literally right in front of two cops, and they were like, you're that comic, right? It's like, yeah, dude.
Damn, Philadelphia's like, finest.
Philly's fucking finest.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
That's this awesome. Is it. And you think about who's praising us, dude, and who's detracting from us.
We got the Boys in Blue, Exactly. Fucking Blue Lives Matter praising us and a Hell bunch yeah. of fucking ankle biters.
Exactly.
That don't like it.
Bunch of little 4 a.m. dawn street yep. crawlers, dude.
Little sprites, the little fucking 4 a.m. sirens that'll trick you into... They'll suck you
down. They'll get you down by the volleyball court, dude.
Oh, man.
You want to make a sandcastle? You're just like, is this a dream? You're just walking in. You have no idea, dude.
All right, let's take a little break.
Take a break.
This thing slowed down a little bit. Oh, man. Also, I just fucking murdered helium, dude.
Oh, my God.
I just fucking put on a show.
You put on a fucking clinic, dude.
The helium open mic.
That was tight.
They put me on last at the helium open mic as a sign of respect.
Absolutely.
And I didn't see the light. I was supposed to do 5 minutes. And you get a flashing light at 4 minutes, which means you have 1 minute left. And I missed that one. I didn't see it.
You're flying too high, dude.
And I ended up doing 15 minutes. And then I finally had to be like, can I get a fucking light? Like, I thought they were giving out the check, so I didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I told a sick-ass joke about Live League, like fucking a snake or something. Yeah. And everyone laughed except one lady in the corner. So I went to point at her to be like, fucking laugh, lady. And when I did that, I threw the mic cord onto the stool where my beer was sitting. And it knocked over my beer. So I closed with me being like, hey, lady, fucking laugh. And then I spilled my beer and they cut the lights off. They cut the stage lights off.
That was, dude. Pure fade to black.
If you're not familiar with comedy, that's probably the worst open mic you can possibly have.
The sound of a breaking object and then the lights cutting
off. It's me dropping a glass. First off, running the light.
By a hot 10.
You're supposed to do 5 and you do 15.
That's a power move, dude.
Well, that's what he thought I was doing.
Well,
that's why
alpha.
He just let me go. He just kept being like, I guess Shane wanted to run some new stuff, and I just kept doing old stuff because I didn't know I was going to do that long.
You're going off the fucking pop, bro. You're going off of the big pop. Fucking alpha, dude. You alpha the whole
mic.
Yeah,
I'm feeling good about it.
That's a sick fucking move.
I feel strong.
Think about that. Not everyone's going to fucking just rip 15 at the end.
I'm also happy about you coming in your pants.
Dude, my sexual conquests are... purely fucking for the cast, dude. I do it all for the 2,500. This is fucking 2,500. Dude.
Oh, man. When that kid, there was another comic that was making fun of the cast, dude.
Who?
I was devastated.
Who?
Same one. Good.
Either way. It's all the same person.
You mean the one where me and Matt get drunk and sit in his room and talk to 2,500 people?
Yeah. And say literally off the top of her head funnier stuff than you ever said in your whole comedy career.
Oh my God, Matt's feeling it right now, dude. How many studies you have,
dude? Let's put the fucking cast to cast, bro. See who's fucking cracking up.
Yeah, we'll fucking compare casts.
And we're getting
hard
working. We're getting good hard working Americans.
That's true. We are getting Americans.
We're not entertaining fucking like weird people who get money from their grandma every month.
Yeah, we're not entertaining a bunch of fucking people who just hopped out of a fucking air balloon. I don't know what that means.
I know what it means. It means fucking improv.
True.
That's the height of improv, dude. The height of improv is one day you get to host fucking Blues Clues or some children's show.
Oh, it was like, hilarious.
And today
that is Blues Clues. That
here
is improv,
comes the
dude.
Mail. It's literally you're like grinding it out to become a Teletubby. Fuck yeah! Let's take a break, dude.
Also, shout out to the last two people to give us 1-star reviews on iTunes.
Yeah, baby.
We know you're a fucking You're a little cuck. You're a little Freddy, boy.
Yep.
Give us good reviews on iTunes, too. That makes us look cool.
Yeah, or just keep the 1-stars coming. That makes us look cool,
too. The 1-stars are actually pretty funny.
Hell yeah, dude. We're brave.
But they didn't show their face, dude. They gave us 1-star.
Of course not, dude.
We're afraid to
cowards,
fucking...
Cowards, dude.
They didn't comment.
If I have a problem, I put my name on it.
Yeah.
I don't just go... And look, they probably send screenshots to their friends like, look at that.
1-star, got him.
Dude, whatever. You think your little 1-star matters, dude?
Think 1-star is going to stop this train?
Stop the fucking revolution?
Fucking train.
You think Che Rivera got stopped by a 1-star review?
No.
Nah, dude.
I would not like to associate with Che, though.
Why? What'd he do?
He's a fucking bitch, dude.
What'd he do?
He's a commie.
He's a commie?
Yeah, fuck that.
Do you think... Give me a good one, dude.
Our founding fathers. True revolutionaries.
True. Pure 1776, dude. Thomas Paine.
think he was out there writing shit.
Yeah, he's writing weird stuff.
He was afraid he was going to get a 1-star view from the Redcoats. Nah, dude. He still dropped that. And the fucking Tories took it up the ass. Oh, baby. Just like that girl from high school.
In the fucking weight room, right, dude.
That's how England lost that fucking war, dude. We took him into the weight room. We said, sorry about your dance club. Boom, pow, right in the keister. Yeah, dude. What are we at?
We're at an hour and 10, bro.
Perfect.
We're good.
Perfect.
Get back to my babe.
Had that slow start.
That was a strong, dude. You fucking right back crushed through, it, through the ribbon, dude.
Yeah, I had that. I had chewing tobacco in my mouth, and I was worried about breathing.
Dude, that fucked me up for like a good 30 seconds. I was like,
dude, if you're worried about your breath on a podcast, you're fucked.
Fuck, man.
And it's funny because I've heard it on a few episodes when I'm doing it. I can hear when I'm doing it. My voice, I don't know, it just gets very, very short.
Like I've actually heard rave reviews about your broadcasting voice.
I have a very nice voice.
I've had multiple people say that I'm a stuttering retard and that you could be on like...
You get a lot of fucking negative reviews but it's your voice is fine.
My voice is whatever.
I think you have a good voice.
I trip on my words a lot.
I mean, anybody would.
True.
Dude, we're down here with no fucking plot, nothing.
Yeah, but I do it in everyday conversation.
Yeah, but let me defend you. I'm a
stuttering fool, dude.
You're not a stuttering fool, dude.
Well, dude, I got fucking...
You don't stutter at all on the mic.
I'm thinking, dude. My brain's flying.
Well, exactly. I stuttered through the first time I tried to explain the Dallas Carter 30 for 30.
Yeah, I guess your stutters are more noticeable. You know, that's one of those things where I'll notice my stutters. Yeah. And if someone's like, well, blah, 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 I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, we're going off the fucking top of the head.
True.
We're doing an hour and a half every fucking week.
True.
Just pure back and forth talking.
True.
Of course we're going to fucking stutter and say dumb shit.
Of course. Well, that wraps
anyway,
it up.
Anyway, you could,
listener, once again.
Yeah, listen.
S our D's.
You could never do this. So nah. Stop being fucking
Jesus,
gay.
Can you imagine the nervous fucking Nellies down here being like,
oh my God.
The reading of the D's.
I really don't want to come off as racist, so I'd really rather not be a part of this conversation.
Shut the fuck up.
Get the fuck out of the basement, dude.
Dance for me, boy.
Get up to the fucking top bunk, dude. Yeah,
you're top bunk, dude.
We're in the bottom bunk, dude.
Down here in the
Catch
bottom.
Catch us in the motherfucking paint, dude.
Yep.
Catch a fade.
Anyway, suck our dicks, and yep. Yeah, that was a good one.